Right, the last thing that we spoke about on Thursday was Taisus Dibra Machon Nishis. Taisus says that it says Besuma Nishis Lafuke Yahava Mina, that Nishis Absuma, that would mislead me to think that it's possible to do Nisuin Bal Karcha of a woman. That's what I would have thought. Since you can't do Nisuin Bal Karcha, so therefore it says Besuma Nishis. So the Marshal asks, why would I think, if it said that it's a psula, why would I think it could be Baal Karcha? This is brought already from Kiddushin Daf Beis, that it said, the Mesechta Kiddushin starts, or Isha Niknis, to tell us, Gufa this Chiddush, that it can't be Baal Karcha, that it has to be done only with her desire, only with her will. So that's the Chiddush. So we already know it from the Sefer Kedushin, from the first edition. So why repeat it here? Why say it again? If I already know that Kedushin can't be Bar Karcha, then I could say that it's Absula. So the Marshal answered, no. For a woman to be married, she needs the two things, the Kedushin and the Nisuin. And since you need two parts, Kedushin and Nisuin, so just to tell me that Kedushin can't be Bal Karcha, there's no raya that Nisuin can't be Bal Karcha. That's the Marshal, and that's how we learned it today. Now that means Hesber. What's the difference in Kedushin and Nisuin? In order to be married to a woman, you have to be the Kaddishar, and you have to have Chuppah. Nisuin is Chuppah. You need two things in order to be married, Kedushin and Nisuin. So Mehechi Taisi, that you can do a Bal Karcha by one more than by the other. there's really no svara that you can marry a woman against her will. And there's no svara you can marry against her will, and if by Kedushin you can, so what's the Hava mean by Nisuin that a person can do it? It's not move on at all. So the truth is that this should be sort of a Hakdama to this Masechta. To understand the difference between Kedushin and Nisuin. Two parts to marriage. In order to get married, you need two things. The person wants to be married, he has to have two parts. First, you have to find the girl who wants to marry. And having accomplished that, you need Kedushin, which is what? Kedushin, which is Vayishin Niknas, the special message to Aravina. That's the first mission of Kedushin. And then for the Nisuin you need what? For the Nisuin you need Chuppah. Which for some reason is not a Beferish Mishnah. Right? Kedushin is a Beferish Mishnah. Three ways you can do Kedushin. Kesar Shtaru. Nisuin or Chuppah, it doesn't say Beferish what the Nisuin constitutes. And we're going to see in the Ran on the bottom of the Yamid that there's a Machlaikis Rishayim. What constitutes Nisuin? The Rambam Shita, which we'll have in the Ran, is that Nisuin is what we call the Yichud room. It has to be a Yichud, a private Yichud between a husband and wife. And there are other Rishayim who hold that it's what we call Chuppah, the spreading out of the canopy over the Chas of the Kaaba. And yeah, yet others who hold that it's the Badekin, there are like five Shitas of Rishayim. Which hopefully we'll get what's going on. Now, in order to be married, you need both. You need Kedushin, and you need both. What is the purpose of the two? What is the purpose of having Kedushin and the Nisuin in order to be married? You ever have such a thing? Make a kinyan and sit in the onion. You never have such a thing. What is the idea of the two kinyanim of marriage? The Stipler explains this, and he explains it in Lumdisha terms, which will try to have a clearer understanding, not just the words, but to understand what it is. But what the Stipler says is that Kedushin is a Maisa Kinyan. Just like if you buy a house, or you buy a car, you could do it with a Kinyan, you buy a house with Kinyan Kesef, or you could buy it with Kinyan Shtar, you could buy things with kinyanim. When you get married, kiddushin is a kinyan, like all other kinyanei atayim. It's a maisa kinyan. It's the maisa kiddushin which is what counts. The act of the kiddushin. That's what counts, the maisa kiddushin. Nisuin is a different concept. What he calls it, it's a concept, it's a mitzias of being husband and wife. Of living as husband and wife, but behaving in a manner that a husband and wife normally behave. That's what nisuin is. In other words, nothing, going into a yichud room is not a maisa kinyan. In the sense that you buy something by going with it into a yichud room. It's behaving as husband and wife, behaving in a private manner, as husband and wife behave, that constitutes nisuin. The mitzvah of being together. Now, that's a little hard to understand, so let me give you just a little of a mashal. Don't hold me to this mashal, because I don't need it technically. I just try to give a better havana. If you want to buy, say you want to buy a horse. You want to buy a car. I don't compare that either, right? So how do you buy a car? So there are two types of kinyan. There are many kinyan. There are two types. One kinyan is, you take it, you mashach it, you pull it, however you do it, you pull the animal. So that's kinyan of Mashiach or Kesef. All the same type of kinyan. Do a maisa kinyan to make it yours. You do the Kesef or a Mashiach or Hakbar. You buy a container of oranges in the store. How you kind it? You pick it up and you kind it. It's a maisa kinyan. There's another type of kinyan that you can buy a container of oranges with. And that's kinyan chatzah. What is kinyan chatzah? If the container of juice is in your property, in your chatzah, you're kind of. Of course, the person selling it to you has to be willing to sell it to you. But once he sells it to you, let's say it's Hefker, and it comes into your property, you could be kind of looking your chatzah. Now, you all understand that chatzah is a totally different kinyan than all the other kinyanim. All the other kinyanim are a maisa kinyan. It's a maisa you do to be kind. It's a maisa kinyan. Chatzah is not a maisa kinyan. It's not a maisa you do. It's the state of being. Being in your chatzah is what's kindness for you. It's not the going into the chatzah that's kindness. It's being in the chatzah that's kindness. It's a mitzvah. Not a maisa. It's not the act of going into the chatzah. Let's say you buy a property. And when you buy it, there's a hefker, something hefker is already there. So you're kind of also. Even though it never came into your property, it was there when you bought it. But it doesn't matter, because you're kind of with kinyan chatzah. It's the state of being. Being there is what's kind of with kinyan chatzah. You understand the difference? See the difference between the two. One is a maisa, and one is just being there. You know, you need das for Mashiach to be kind. Right? Mashiach or Kesef, you need das. Chatzah doesn't need das. Chatzah is shaladim, kind of like shalayi daika. Your chatzah can be kind if you're not aware of it. If Hefka blows something into your chatzah, it's a chatzah mishtamerah, it's a chatzah that you're kind of, even without das. Just the fact that it's there. But it's a different thing. It's that it's there, it's being there, that makes the kinyan. You understand the difference? One is a maisa, and one is what the disciple called the mitzvah. Just the fact that it's being there, the fact that it's there. That's the thing that's there. Now, in effect, when you get married, kiddushin and nisuin are both. Kiddushin is a maisa kinyan, and nisuin, it's not the maisa kinyan. It's not stepping into the yichud room that's kinda. It's being there that's kinda.
Well, but chatzah works by chatzah doesn't mean something else. Kind of it by doing it's just being material, but kind of by itself. You need
two things.
By chatzah, it is a maisa by itself, but it's also a maisa kinyan.
So why do we need two? But when you buy metaltalin, you have a choice: either do a maisa kinyan or this mitzvah. Here you need both. Why do you need both? So the stipler says, because there are two parts to what happens when a woman gets married. One thing is she becomes an eshes ish. She becomes an Eishes Ish. That means when the man gives her the ring, she's in effect selling her right to choose who she marries. She's selling her Ishes to the husband. She becomes an Eishes Ish. She conveys that, call it the allegiance or the she belongs to her husband in the sense that she's meshuvah to him for Maccabi being an Eishes Ish. That happens with Kedusha. She becomes an Eishes Ish with Kedusha, but she's still, after Kedusha, the woman still lives in her father's house. She still gets mezainis from her father. The husband doesn't have to give her mezainis. She still, what? The Raisi doesn't at all. No, it's a Kedusha, you don't have to even after 12 months. Only after 12 months. But the mezainis is all, the Kedusha is all on the, on the father. It's nisuin means when there's a mitzvah of living as husband and wife. Beisai zu ishta. She becomes beisai. But the Torah calls she'era, the she'er, the one body. That is when they actually live together as husband and wife. That makes something more than just a kinyan. That the husband is owns her rights to Kedusha, so to speak. Ownership is with the Maisa king. But marriage is more than that. Marriage is living together. Yarshinta, for example, if she dies, after Kedusha, he doesn't Yarshinta. All he has is her rights to marriage, to be Eishes Ish. But they're not one bias until they actually live together as husband and wife. That is the Sun. The Sun is actually living together as husband and wife, which is either a yichud room or a chuppah, which is a yichud that's not private, but they have to be miyached as husband and wife. That's what makes chuppah. Nafkamina in understanding the difference between nisuin and kedushin. For example, the cycle of rings. A kain gadol on Yom Kippur has to be married. Right, those of you who learned the first Mishnah in Yuma, remember the start of Mishnah, so what does it say in the first Mishnah in Yuma? That they prepare a wife for the Kohen Gadol in case his wife dies, he should have a wife on Yom Kippur. Right? How do you really learn that from which pasuk? The keeper ba'adai ba'ad beisai. That he has to be able to do a kapara ba'adai for himself or ba'ad beisai. Now, this wife that the Kohen Gadol has to have in Yom Kippur, is that enough Kedushin? What do you need the suin to? So the Gemara says in Yuma that you need Besa. Besa is not Kedushin. Kedushin is a Maisa Kenyan. Kedushin is a Maisa Kenyan. You could go and be kind of anything. It's not Besa, it's nothing to do with your home. Kedushin is just a Maisa Kenyan. Beisai means that they're one bias, that they're one together. And being that they're one together, that's the mitzvah of being one together, which is what constitutes Beisai. And therefore, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, it's not enough that he should be Mekadosh a woman. He has to have a Nesua, he has to have a woman that's Yefta Chopa in order to be married. You follow what's happening here. What's happening is that there's such a thing as getting married, there's such a thing as being married. To do a Maisa Kinyan doesn't mean that you're husband and wife yet. You have to live as husband and wife to be husband and wife. So there's more than just buying something. When you buy something, you own it, that's enough. But marriage is more than that. Marriage is that they behave as husband and wife. They live together in the house as husband and wife. Well, the first fight is not really husband and wife, but that's what it is. It's to be living together. Seifler brings a riot to this from Maisa de Rashi. Actually, in this Maisa de Rashi, there are two cases. One at a time. In one case, is a woman who's brother or mother marries her off when she's a katana. When she's a katana, her brother or her mother marries her off, so that's the rabbanan, right? The father marries off, that's the father's type, not type. the Drabonan, the brother, if there's no father, the brother or mother can marry off Kitana, Yisaiba. But when she turns 12, what happens? She could do Neon. She could do Neon Saturn. What happens if when she turns 12 she says, I want? So the Gemara says that you need a new Kedusha. Because the Kedusha when she was under 12 was a Drabonan. So you need a new Kedusha after 12. Oh, she doesn't need a new Nesuah, she doesn't need a new Chuppah, Rashi says. After 12, she doesn't need a new Chuppah. All she needs is a new Kedusha. Finished. Why? What should be the difference? Why Kedusha you need again after 12, and Nesuah you don't need again after 12? What? After 12 she could. She can't, so why isn't Nesuah good? Okay. Well, which is a Maisa Kenyan, you have to do again. But the Suin, which is just the Mitzias of living as husband and wife, that's what they are. They're living as husband and wife. That Mitzias even started out Katana. Started out Katana too. They were. What? Rashi Shita is the Suin could be before Edison. Rashi built from here that it could come out, the Chuppah was before the Kedushin. Do you ever hear such a thing? Do you ever hear such a thing? You can have chuppah first and Kedushin second.
But
it's not the same. What? It's not the same. What attempts to do Kedushin before the Kedushin and Chuppah? Kedushin Rabban. But in the Raisa, they go eyes. In the eyes of the Raisa, the chuppah really was first and the Kedushin was second. The Stifler says, Shana Rashi, that the chuppah is a chuppah when she was a katana. From when she was a katana, the chuppah is a chuppah. And the chuppah was before the kedusha. And Achal Pikein is good because Lamaisa, they lived in the tzias as husband and wife.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to define that. It seems that you don't need das for chuppah because the katana could create a chuppah. One second. The Maisa that actually Rashi was asked was a Maisa that could happen to everybody. The person got married and they got married, gave the ring, they had the Yichud Ru, they went home. When they got home, they realized that one of the Eidei Kedushin was a Karev Apostle. One of the Eidei Kedushin was a Karev. The Kedushin is not a Kedushin. So they didn't know what to do. So they called Rashi. And Rashi said, you gotta do the Kedushin again. So they did the Kedushin again. So they asked, what about doing the Chuppah again? Rashi said, no, you don't need the Chuppah again. You don't need the Chuppah again. You already did. You did the Chuppah. So you did the Kedushin and fine. That's the advice of Rashi. Rashi brought a Raya from the Ketana. The Chuppah is before the Kedushin. This Kiddush of this Maisa de Rashi, is this totally in this whole cycle? Huh?
Yeah.
Yes, why? See, but doesn't say the Feirish in the Maisa if the Eidei Yichud were craving. All it says is that the Eidei Kedushin were craving. So maybe the Maisa was that the Eidei Yichud were not craving. He gives the case of Katana, he compares it. Yes, he does. Right. Here he says the Feirish, you have to do it over. Mr. Smashka here, even though it was a chuppah that was not done properly, we're still going to have to do it again. Because Lamaisa, they're living in a Mitzvah of Ishvish. It was in a proper Kedushin, and then they went to the Yichud. Now Rashi doesn't tell us the story if the Yichud were good or not. What? Could have been, could not have been. With Aiden? The Stadler doesn't say clearly, but the way I understand, I don't know if this is what he means, this whole chiddush, that you could do Nisuin first and Kedushin second, it only makes sense based on this whole side. Because really, if you go over to a woman and you just do chuppah with no Kedushin, she's still single. You do chuppah with no Kedushin, the woman's not married, you just chuppah. Rashi's chiddush is that if you do chuppah first and Kedushin second, when you do the Kedushin, now she's fully married. Because you did the chuppah first. The chuppah kicks in when you do the Kedushin. That's what Rashi says. Follow? Because if you just do chuppah with a woman, there's no question it's not a Kedushin. No shy. It's not a nesuah. It's nothing. Just chuppah doesn't do anything to a woman. It's only that if you do chuppah first, and then later you do Kedushin, now you're fully married. What's the svara to that? The svara is because chuppah is to create a mitzias of ish v'ishta. It's an ongoing mitzias. It's something that's constant. So if you do chuppah, you're now ish v'ishta. Now you're living in that mitzias. Now if you didn't do Kedushin, it won't do anything. Just pretending your husband and wife without Kedushin doesn't do anything. But you're in that mitzias. Later, when you give the ring, so it's automatic a chuppah. The chuppah is automatic. Because you are living as husband and wife, which is what chuppah is according to the shittas, according to the stipe, according to the stipe's explanation. Kedushin is the main thing in the sense that nothing happens without Kedushin. Right. Kedushin is the first thing.
Right, but
sometimes we're saying
the Rosh
Hashanah
is part of the Kedushin.
Kedushin
is the first thing.
We'll see later. I mean, they're living as husband and wife. They're living as husband and wife. That would be it. Well, if in reality they're not, there was no Kedushin, it's nothing. But the minute is a Kedushin, since they're already living as husband and wife. Rashi says Nisuin is before Kedushin. I don't think anybody could learn that a woman could be a Nisua before Kedushin. It means that if you do the Nisuin first, the Kedushin second, then that's good. Makes a fully married Mishas Kedushin. Who wonders the way in this kind of matter? Okay. What the stipler does say is that it seems from here that the level of Kavana you need a Kedushin. And the level of Kavana you need by Nisuin, and the level of Das is different. By Kedushin, it's a normal Maisa Kinyan. It certainly needs Das. Nothing to talk about. Every Maisa Kinyan needs Das. It's only by Nisuin, by Chuppah, the disciple says, where even a Ketanah's Das is good enough. You ever heard such a thing? A Ketanah's Das. It seems the level of Das that you need for Nisuin is not the same level of Das as you need for Kedushin. You need sort of a Haskama, but not a Befeilish Das. It's a different level. A different level of Das for Nisuin. Nisuin, you just have to agree to live as husband and wife. It's not like Kedushin. She's Das like every kid. Now, of course, this would help us understand the Marshal. What did the Marshal say? That even if you say Kedushin is not Kal Bar Karcha, Kedushin needs Das of both of them. But by Nisuin, you still don't know. Maybe Nisuin is good Bar Karcha, you still don't know. So we ask Mehechi Tesi, why should I say Kedushin and Nisuin are different? But that's very good. Because Taka, Kedushin of a Ketana is nothing. Kedushin of a Ketana is zero. And Chuppah of a Ketana is something. So although the Halacha Taka is you can't do it against her will, but at least that much is true, that there could be another meaning you could do it against the will. So you see, the level of das that you need by nisuin is nowhere near the level of das you need by kedushin. But however it works, I don't really fully understand what Rashi said, that it works with a ketana. The maisa, where's her das? But it seems that the amount of das a ketana has is enough to create a mitzvah of ishvi ishtai. She looks like she's happily married to him, so it creates this mitzvah. That's adequate. Mashenken bakracha, you should say, no, I don't want, but that's not, that doesn't create a mitzvah of ishvi ishtai. It's against his will, not against her will. She has a choice. Yeah, but she has a choice. She's supposed to be married to him. He's obligated to marry her. Not against his will. That would be against it. He would have to marry her against his own will. So upon him, this is again the Gedarim of Eris and the Suin. Tomorrow, when we learn the Ran, we're going to get into it in a much bigger arichus, more depth. What exactly constitutes Erisin, what constitutes Nisuin. Certainly have to understand the difference in Erisin and Nisuin. Because basically, when we get to Rav Naftali, we're going to see there are two dinim in the Nisuin itself. We start cutting up the Nisuin. So you have to first understand the gather of Erisin and the gather of Nisuin. And then hopefully we'll be able to get to what Nisuin, what Nisuin. Better understand. Okay, let's begin the Gemara. At the very beginning of the Gemara is tricky. Just pshat. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Now, Shmuel said something. Gemara has a hard time at the beginning figuring out exactly what he said. And I also had a hard time figuring out exactly what he said. But we'll learn like Tosfos. I will tell you that the Marsha says that Rashi disagrees with Tosfos. And I don't know where in Rashi seems that he disagrees with Tosfos. We're going to learn the Gemara as Tosfos bifnei man, as he learned the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mibnei ma amru b'sulin nisachliyai mervi. Tosfos teaches, Mibnei ma, legabe wat nafkamina, in regard to what did they say, in regard to what nafkamina l'maisa, did they say that b'sulin gets married on the fourth day? And Shmuel answered, l'fisha shanim, after you do Kiddushin. Now, nowadays, we do Kiddushin and Chuppah at the same time. Kiddushin and Chuppah are done simultaneously. In case any of you are not aware, you should just know Kiddushin and Erisin is the same thing. Right? Kiddushin is Hebrew and Erisin is Aramaic. Kiddushin and Erisin is the same thing. And Chuppah and the Suah are the same. Okay, we do Kiddushin and then the Suah. You call it Erisin and then the Suah. Right? Now, nowadays we do them together. We do it under the Chuppah, we do Kiddushin, and it's under the Chuppah, and we go straight to the Yichud. In the time of Chazal, it wasn't that way. They first did Erisin, and then they got married later. Now, Chazal didn't want it to shlep. They don't like long engagements. Chazal didn't like long period of Erisin. So they said up to 12 months. Once 12 months comes, if she's ready to get married, if they both agree not to get married yet, not to do chuppah, then fine. But if she's ready and he's not, he has to pay, he has to give her mezuzah. He has to 12 months. Now what happens if he has man v'lo nisa, if the 12 months passed and they didn't do chuppah, aichelas mishalai, first of all she could eat, she gets his mezuzah. And second of all, aichelas b'truma, she also eats truma. That means if he's a kayin, she's considered to be his ben ba'ayis or basayis, and she already could eat truma. What happens? I would think he gives man be'acha b'shabbos. Let's say the 12 months end on a Sunday. It's 12 months, he has to feed her. No, l'kasha nino b'sul nisikli amrvi. So he gets how long? How long does he get in order to marry her? A year and a Wednesday, right? It's a Yiddish expression. A year on the Tamitva, because it is. Right? A long time, a year on the Tamitva. You ever heard that in Yiddish? You never heard it. If you're a king grandparent, you're here. And they say it's a take a long time, you say a year on the Tamitva, and that comes from this Gemara. Because you get, when you get after Erisin, you get a year plus the following Wednesday in order to get married. So that's the map. In fact, the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Marin Avraham, got all excited. Tali Tanya, but like Tanya. Why are you putting something that's a Mishnah and explaining it with something that's not a Mishnah? In fact, Gemara, Hi Tanya, Bahai Lai Tanya. Hatanya Vatanya. Well, which one did we learn and which one not? They're both prices. They're both Tzumtanon. Eli, Rabbi Yosef meant, Toli tada the mefarish tama, the time to learn the mefarish tama. Our Mishnah says, Lagabi what? Did they say get married on Wednesday? So you should go to bed. So why are you coming up and bringing in the Zaydis? What are you bringing in for? Ella iit mar hachiyit. So we start all over. So this whole piece of Gemara was said based on a misinterpretation of Shmuel, a new member of Shmuel, and this is what we're going to spend time on. Shmuel said, "I'm Rabbi Yom Shmuel. The name of Rabbi Sulam is Liam Rabbi. Shemhaya loy tainis besulim. Are you mashkin lebez? I betinasi bechad b'shabbos. Business is when Monday and Thursday. So why can't you get married on Sunday? Everyone likes the Sunday chasper. So why do you have to get married after on Wednesday? Why not? Shemhaya loy tainis besulim. Are you mashkin lebez? You could also get up to bed." And for Shmuel, Shakti Rachamim, on Tekanas, the Yos Yisrael, Sheitereach, Besuda, Shloisha Yamim, Echa B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, Shlishi B'Shabbos, Revi Kainsa, and then he marries her. Shakti. What is Shakti? Chazal wanted that you be a nice chasana. So they wanted that you should spend, it says the chasana should spend, at least 3 days preparing the suba. But you have to know that in time of the Gemara, it was the chassan side that paid for the wedding. Even in time of the Shulchan Aruch, it was just a custom that the chassan paid for the wedding. Now it changed a bit. So it was the chassan's responsibility to prepare the wedding. So shatu chachamim al tachanas b'nais Yisrael sheyitreach b'suda shloshiyam. What does that mean? Why can't you get married on Sunday? Why can't you get married on Sunday? Why not? What? So why can't you get married on Sunday? Because you can't cook on Shabbos, you need 3 days preparation. So why was Chazal takana? Chazal said, because of Shaktu, you have to get married on Wednesday? Well, Chazal said, because of Shaktu, that you must spend 3 days preparing. Follow my question? What did they say? They said you have to spend 3 days preparing? Well, if the person wants to get married on Wednesday, he's only going to prepare for 2 days. Is that okay? Yeah? What? On Shaktu? He didn't prepare 3 days. He didn't prepare 2 days. So he could prepare 2 days. Is that the takana? What? So what was it? The takana was get married Wednesday, or the takana was prepared 3 days? Both. What? Both. The takana was get married Wednesday. See, but you don't prepare 3 days. You don't prepare 3 days. Just get married Wednesday. Is that so? What?
They already established
Sunday
or Wednesday.
They already established Sunday or Wednesday. So
it's not said. That's on the assumption that women can do that.
Right. Is it an assumption or because I wanted it? Because they're going to spend, so they want to make takanas, make Sunday or Wednesday. If they want to get married on Wednesday, they'll get married on Wednesday. Have to make a takana. Sounds like Chazal were pushing something. That's something they were pushing. Oh, what's the takana? I'm just not sure which was the takana. Was the takana Wednesday? Or was the takana prepare 3 days?
Prepare
3 days,
my first Wednesday.
Takana was, which means?
That maxed out Sunday. You have 3 days.
So that means
the only day available
is Wednesday. So takana was prepared 3 days. The takana comes out Wednesday. But takana wasn't Wednesday. I'll be a nafkamina. What happens if Yom Kippur comes out on Monday? Did you get married Wednesday that week? And the Yom Kippur coming out on Monday. So that you can get married that Wednesday. You don't have 3 days. What? So you only have one day.
Same as
Monday. So it depends what the takana was. If the takana was get married Wednesday, so I'm getting married Wednesday. If the takana was prepare 3 days, so then I can get prepared 3 days. Well, Sunday and Wednesday was, of course, of the Mishnah's reason.
Right.
I exclude a Sunday because of Shachter. Am I also excluding a Wednesday that's Chal 2 days if you're Kippur? Is that also excluded because of Shachter? So I don't have the ability. It's Wednesday and Monday's in Kippur. I don't have the ability. She's saying she can't get married on Wednesday. What? Shachter. Taisa says that if you're ever on Shachter, you're called an Avayah. But you really have no choice. You have to follow the takana. The question is only what was the takana. But the place says that you call the navayana if you go shop. You really don't have a choice. You're right. The word takana here means covered the nice sort of
thing.
But it seems he wants a takana for takana for nice sort. So this is the Shaila. What was the takana? Rav Shmuel, in his first piece, the Kedusha of Shmuel, clears this Shaila. What was the takana? Was the takana that you have to prepare 3 days? Or was the takana that you have to get married on Wednesday? He says a nafkamina, more than one nafkamina, but he says the following nafkamina. What happens if a man prepared on Thursday, on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he did all the preparation, he worked very hard, and he prepared for the chasana, he tells Desmond, listen, I know usually people prepare after Shabbos for a wedding, I want to have a Sunday wedding, so I work hard, and I'll bring you witnesses, I prepare the whole Thursday, Friday, on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and you have a nice chasana, can I get married Sunday? Okay, he was Tameach, he was Matriach, already beforehand, 3 days before Shabbos. They'll tell me people don't usually do it, it's true. People don't usually do it. But let's say he did. Let's say he did all the preparations beforehand. He allowed to get married on Sunday. So the Ran's Shita is that he's allowed to. If he was Matriach beforehand, he didn't get married on Sunday too. In a normal case, people prepare after Shabbos. You don't cook chicken for the wedding the week before. One, it should be prepared before that week. But let's say someone was Matriach beforehand, and he prepared it. So the Rav says he can get married on Sunday. Mishita Mukubet says, Shane Rashi says, no, you don't have a choice. You have to get married on Wednesday. So Shmuel says that they're arguing in this machlokes. What was the takana? Was the takana to be kaveya day, and you have to get married on Wednesday? Or was the takana not to be kaveya day, but to be Matriach 3 days? Now, Machaira, this all seems to be very shvirt. I think everyone could follow that it makes a lot of sense. If the Kohen is 3 days, he did 3 days. If the Kohen is Wednesday, he has to get married Wednesday. So it seems like it floods in very, very nicely. Machaira will be an Afkamina, the same thing. If someone, Yom Kippur is Monday, you want to get married Wednesday. So if you're Matriach 3 days, the previous Friday, I guess, and Sunday and Tuesday, you get married Wednesday. You're not Matriach. If you're not Matriach, so if your whole takana was that you have to be Matriach 3 days, you can get married Wednesday. If your whole takana was Dafka Wednesday, seeing it now. This would be the Nafkaminas. Now, this Rav Shmuel is going to get more complicated to show when we get to Daf Gimel. Because in Daf Gimel, the Gemara talks about someone who's Matriarch 3 days. It seems to be a Beferish Gemara on Daf Gimel. And so when we get there, we'll have to revisit this Inyan of Shaktu and see how it plugs into the Inyan of Shaktu. But this is Rav Shmuel's Hanacha, that there are two ways to learn Shaktu. And the Chaira, this is the Machlokes around the Shikha Kabbalah. These are the two ways. So back to the Gemara Firzai. Lashon HaGemara, Shaktu Chachama, Tzadis Reis Yisrael, Shei Terei Af Besuda, Shlai Shiyamim, sounds like, Lashon HaGemara, it sounds like he should be Matriya. Echad B'Shabbos, Sheini B'Shabbos, Shlishi B'Shabbos, or B'Vi Kais. Now the Gemara adds, Va'akshah Shishaninu Shaktu, Aysa Shishaninu Higiyaz Man B'Lay Nisul Echalas M'Shalai Echalas B'Truma, Higiyaz Man B'Echad B'Shabbos, Yitesh Eni Yachal Lichnais, Einai Ma'alu B'Mizah. So now, if the year ends on Sunday, so he's not Ma'alu B'Mizah. Good. Okay, you understand the Gemara. So what do we have now? That the Mishnah is only half the story. That's what comes out, right? And the Rambam answers the Kasha, why didn't the Mishnah mention Shaktu? It's funny. Why didn't the Mishnah mention Shaktu? Because the Mishnah is telling you, B'Sil, this is Liyar Rabbi, and it tells you half the story. It tells you one of the reasons. The reason of going to bed. And the reason of Shaftu, somehow it leaves out. The Mishnah leaves out. The Rambam says, because the Mishnah tells you the main reason and not the secondary reason. The main reason is Yemash can be better. That's the Rambam answer. Alright, so they have two reasons. Well, funny. The Mishnah says one and not the other, but okay. Let's see Tysus. Tysus throws in the third reason. The bottom Tysus, if you not say back of the Shabbos, Taisa says there's a third reason to get married on Wednesday. Like Baal Shemuel, this is the Yikdash Tibal B'Chamishi Mishum Bracha Shnemu Baal B'Dagim. Then we look, come on, the Gemara that Hay says another reason to get married on Wednesday. Because if you get married on Wednesday, the Tia Rishayva will be Wednesday night, which is Yom Chamishi. And in my separations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Dagim, the fish on Yom Chamishi, and gave them a Bracha Puruvu. That the fish multiply very much. So we want that the Bia Rishayna should be on the night of the fifth of Thursday. So that's why you should get married on Wednesday. So why does Nagamara say that? Why? Lama li tam shaktu. Technically Mishum Bracha. Who needs three reasons? Sounds like a lot of reasons. I Mary, the tam bracha in the LA society. Bracha, that's only in a society, but Lamikri Abayana. A bracha is just an eight society. You want a bracha, get married Wednesday night. Al mishum shaktu mikri avayon. Okay, mashmal is haman. Zomer tamo mishum bracha. Al mishum akurei daito lai chashi. Mayinav kemine, alabadne mishum bracha lai mikri avayon. Wow. So you have three reasons to get married Wednesday night. Besdin, shaktu, and bracha. The most important reason is besdin. Second most important is Shaktu, which you're in Avaryana, if you don't listen. And the third is just an Eitzah type. Nowadays, why don't people only get married Wednesday night? Why don't we get married Wednesday night? The reason that Bezdin doesn't apply, well anyway, because Bezdin doesn't sit nowadays Monday and Thursday. The reason of Shaktu, why don't we do with Shaktu? They prepare more than 3 days. Now they prepare 3 months for the fast. So you have shock. What about bracha? What about bracha? It's a fast. 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 He goes to town on this. He says, he doesn't understand why everyone doesn't get married on Wednesdays. And on the sixth of Chamishi. He says, he doesn't understand it. People look for all kinds of schoolers when they get married, beginning of the month, the end of the month, all these things have no makar in Shas. And here you have a makar that you should get married Wednesday night. What? Why is it Tzarachian? Why? No, it's not a bracha specific to Bezdin. It's a bracha, that's the day that has the mazel for a period of rib. That's why. One Thursday now, it's also a bracha. This should be one of those two nights. Friday is different bracha. So, say short life. Anyway, we have three reasons. Okay, why do we need three reasons for? So the Marsha, those of you who saw it, the Marsha tries to figure out why do we need three reasons. Let's figure it out. The reason the Mishnah alone is not enough, because which then, right? Because the Shaku alone, you can get married Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So therefore, I have those two together. Why are those two alone not enough? Between Shaktu and Abishnah, why isn't that enough? What do I need breakfast for? Notice you can only get married Wednesday because Bezdin and because Shaktu. Why aren't those two enough? What do I need? What does Bracha add? And Masha adds, what does Bracha add? Bracha is that the Bia Rishina, the first time that husband and wife live together, should dafka be the night of Thursday. Leo Chamishi. You would think if they get married on Wednesday, the Bia could be on Wednesday. Because the Yaitza Shaktu and the Yaitza the din of our Mishnah. You would think the Bia could be on Wednesday. So Kamash Balam Bracha, that the Bia should be Wednesday night. You're asking? Right. Rosh saying that even if the chasna is over early, and it's before Shkia, before nightfall, they have to wait for night to do beer. Okay? That's the time of Rosh. So in the Mela, we need all three reasons. That's the Rosh says in the beginning, in his Arichus, in the very beginning of his piece. He explains that that's why you need all three reasons. Why is it enough the first and third reason? Without Shaktu? Why is it enough the first? Bezdin and Bracha? Confusing you? Bezdin and Bracha together is not enough because the day you can get married on Sunday and you won't. If you get married, if you have only the first and third reason, then says Tyson needs to answer that. That if you only have the first reason and the third reason, you think you could get married on Sunday and say, I'm not interested in the eighth time. No. Sunday you can't get married because of Shaktu. Not just the eighth time, the way to Wednesday. Shaktu. So I need all three reasons. To make cheshbon, I think it's possible. In fact, the Marsha. Why does the Gemara have to say Shaktu for 3 days? Let it just say Shaktu Chachamim that you have to spend at least one full day preparing. Let it say that. Shaktu one full day, so you can't get married Sunday. Would everything work out now that you have to get married Wednesday? So why does it have to say 3 days? Let it just say Shaktu one day and that's good enough. Huh? What? They need 24 hours. Right. 5 o'clock. But Sunday is also over at 5 o'clock. Can't get married on Monday because you need to pass the reason. You need to get married Sunday. No, we said Tyson said that like it's still going on the great finger. You don't want them to get married the last minute. They have to get married by young. So, you can't start the wedding Wednesday night, which is Thursday. You have to start Wednesday day, so that everything will be done in time for a bia that night. So same thing Sunday. It's an answer that you should give me on the Marsha's kash. I'll tell you the Marsha's teretz. But think for a minute. What does the Marsha say? You want to eliminate all the days. You want to eliminate all the possible days. So, to eliminate all the possible days, our Mishnah eliminates everything except Sunday and Wednesday. So stay shaktu, they should be matriach at least one full day, and then everything's fine. Why not say it that way? That's a mashal cash. I want you to answer me. Svaru. Just purely logical parents.
No
what? That's I think that's the way we would answer the mashal, no? We would answer, what do you mean? If taka true, that would plug in if Chazal said shaktu one day. But the fact is, Chazal wanted you to work 3 days for a wedding. Right. You'll end up having. So I'll answer you. Know why I said shaktu? Because it's the truth. The truth is, we want to have 3 days. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says this on the Marsha. He says it on the Marsha. So what does Marsha want? Why do we say shaktu one day? Akiva says, what do you mean the MS is? Shaktu 3 days. Taka true, Megabe Abishna. It would be enough to say one day. But the emphasis is, because I wanted you to be on a train on 3 days. They said, Shaktu 3 days. Very good, Terry. Rasha says, and Lloyd, that you'll say. Kiva Eiger says that. Getting at something. This terrace that I said everyone should have said. I said you should have thought of this terrace. And why if I'll say shaktu one day? Because the truth is 3 days. That's why I said this. Is that true what I just told you you should have said? Doesn't it depend on the chakira of Rav Shmuel? Don't give up. How come? What did I tell you? Mashiach asked, the Gemara should have said shaktu one day. I'm telling you, Kivagin says, the Emes is 3 days. This Teres, I'm telling you, the Emes is 3 days. It only makes sense. If you learn shaktu is, Chazal made a takana that we want you to actually be matriach 3 days. So now my Teres makes sense. But if you say, the Chazal say, I don't care how long you're matriach. I just want to give you till Wednesday. So then, the Mashal Kash is right. It will be enough to say, shaktu one day. And Mimela, you end up with 3 available days until Wednesday. If Chazal wanted you to be matriach 3 days, then of course the Mashal Kash is Mishkan Kash. If you say shaktu yanecha. If you want to say shaktu yanecha, the Chazal will start preparing on Tuesday. You know, Monday night, he'll go home and he'll start calling up the band and the caterer. Start preparing 24 hours before. The Chazal said, no, you have to start 3 days before. It's important to tell me that. If you learn the first side of Rav Shmuel, that shaktu means you actually have to do it, isn't it Pashit Chazaku to say shaktu yanecha? No? If shaktu means they wanted you to actually spend 72 hours, then the Mashas Kasha doesn't start. Because I'll have to say 3 days because they were giving you instructions. Prepare for 72 hours. Elamai, the Mashon is Kasha hell, the study hell, that you don't actually have to prepare for 72 hours. Shaktu, the second way we learn Shaktu. Shaktu means on Wednesday get married so that you have 3 available days. Actually, have to marry, you have 3 days. So the Masha therefore asks his kasha. He asks, why don't we say shaktu yanecha? So I'll tell you the Masha's terms. Okay? Masha's terms. Masha answers the following. He says, for whose benefit is shaktu? Who does shaktu benefit? For his benefit or ours? Harder. For whose benefit is going to Bezdin? For his benefit. So going to Bezdin is a takana for his benefit. Shaktu is a takana for her benefit. But the Mashah, if the 12 months end on Monday or Tuesday, why can't they get married on that Monday or Tuesday? Why can't they get married on that Monday or Tuesday? So, Lefia MS, there are 2 reasons they can't get married Monday or Tuesday. One reason is there's no medicine. And one reason is Shaktu. That's why they can't get married Monday and Tuesday, right? There are two reasons that. If they would have said Shaktu Yai Nachal, let's say they would have said Shaktu just one day, then why don't you get married on Monday and Tuesday? Which reason? Only the best reason, which is that the Kana for whom? For him. Dr. Mashah, it will be just the Takana for him, then if the year ended on Monday, and he's pushing it off for his own Takana, he'd have to give her Mizainis. He can't tell her, I'm pushing it off to my Takana, and I'm not going to give you Mizainis. So, what? What do you mean? He's not choosing. But Chazal made a Takana for his benefit. He's saying, I'm stuck, I have to push it off, because I made a takana for my benefit. Mashah says, a takana for his benefit is not a reason she should lose mezainis. A takana for her benefit, shaktu. A takana for her benefit, so that Chazal would put into that takana, they should lose mezainis. But if they had only said shaktu yai mechad, had they only said shaktu yai mechad, and Monday and Tuesday, the reason you don't get married is only because of the other reason, the Mishnah's reason. Mashah says then he would have to give her mezainis. So it's important. Chazal says shaktu shlosha yamim. Why? It should be a takana for her benefit. And since it's a takana for her benefit, so he doesn't have to give mezainis. That's what Mashah says.
Right.
No, we are really doing it for that. We really want 72 hours of preparation. That's really what we prefer. So God really did do it for that. But it's important to say so, which is enough gemina. It's for her benefit that is like this. Okay? Everybody understand the Mashah? Mashah's a pella, no? If you don't understand, it's only a pella. Comes out from the Mashal, what happens if the year ends up on Friday? Why don't you get married on Friday? Anybody know? Who's Takana? Shaktu? What do you mean? You have 5 days to prepare. No, you won't get married on Friday. You have 5 days to prepare. Bracha is only in Anavaryana. You only have his Takana. The reason you don't get married Friday, or for that matter Thursday, is only his Takana. Why should come out from the Mashal? If it ends up on Thursday and Friday, she has to give mezainis. No, that one should come after Mashah. Figure this out in time for tomorrow.